Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be disappointed. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker, on this Worship Wednesday. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am excellent. I'm excellent. Couldn't be better. How about you?
Same here, man. It's almost February. Can you believe that? My God, tomorrow. What?
Tomorrow's February?
February 1st already, Chris. Like, it's just the month is gone already of the year. Just going faster and faster. Amazing.
That's called getting older.
I know. I think you said that your dad used to say that to you, right?
Well, when I turned 36, I told my dad, I said, man, the second 18 years of my life went a lot faster than the first 18. He was like, wait till the next 18.
Right.
And hey, I just completed the next 18.
And it went
that
fast.
Third 18. It did. It does fly, Rob. I mean, my weeks go by. I mean, that's great because it means, you know.
No, it means you got something going on and productive. Right.
Right.
But still, I'm with you. I like every week, I just can't get over like where we are, like the time melting away or whatever. And I can remember being a kid growing up in New York in the summer, Chris, just waiting for school to come back. Like the summer took forever. You remember that?
Wait, really? Just,
yeah,
no,
like it was.
I don't remember waiting for school to come back.
Nah, it was like.
I liked my summers.
Like the dog days of August.
Playing Little
it was
League,
like
baseball.
It was like,
out
my
with
God.
All my friend. Really?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying that.
I mean,
no.
It was first day of school, new clothes, all
no,
that
No, right.
School.
I'm not saying, but, like, I didn't enjoy the summer, but I just remember it taking, like, the summer took forever to go by. And I can remember August kind of like, you know, they talk about the dog days where it's so hot and all that. And now the summer's over in a blink of an eye. Like, I just can't get over, like, the summer starts and then
it
boom.
It does fly. It does fly.
Yep.
All right, we got the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the ones and twos, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. On the updates, you heard her, Monsi Bolaños.
She's slumming today, huh? Slumming
yeah,
with
I
on
guess
our show.
So.
You know, she's so big time, got her own show. She don't care
I know.
About this.
She be dropping, opinions.
Huh?
Dropping hot takes.
That's right.
And we also have on the social media the great Elijah
Well,
Sabuna.
Speaking of that, Chris, hot takes. My Dan Campbell take, you ready, on Instagram?
Yeah.
1 million views. Wow.
Because it was a ridiculous take.
That's no.
I bet you not one of your comments was, you're right, they should fire him.
Rob Parker.
Did you see any comments that said he should be fired?
Yes, Rob G. The likes were pretty big for me, right, Rob G?
It was not.
I mean, they could have liked
unanimous,
it.
Chris. That's it what I'm going to say.
Yeah,
look, there's a vocal
it was
minority
some bad decisions.
Who likes that's Rob Parker.
Anybody? No, of course. It ain't about liking Rob. That is a ridiculous take.
No, it's
you're
not.
You're not firing Dan Campbell, and the fact that they're not firing him. I mean, come
a
on.
A million Chris. Views.
They
my
got the
God.
Executive of All the right. of the year. And he ain't firing Dan Campbell.
He ain't coach of the year, I'll tell you that, after that performance.
He was in the running. He is
no,
one of the five
I'm talking
finals.
About after that performance.
That
I would take the trophy back.
Harbaugh had a bad performance, too. Right? I mean, Harbaugh, I would argue.
Harbaugh
honestly,
won a Super Bowl.
Baltimore,
Harbaugh
fine,
won a Super Bowl. They're
and,
not in
and
the
Dan
same
Campbell
class.
Campbell let him. I don't care. It doesn't mean you can't have a bad game. Harbaugh yeah. had a bad game.
In I fact, agree with that, but I don't put those two in the same sentence.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying, you acting like nobody can have a bad game. Everybody, players have them, coaches have them.
Have you had bad radio shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have too. In fact, you've had a bunch. Now. All right, here we
That's
go.
According
we got
to you,
Greg Jennings.
Not the public.
Greg Jennings at the. I mean, we all want to just throw out our accolades. Should I start doing that? I won't.
Do whatever you want.
Nah, I'm going to be humble, unlike some people.
Really? Since
you
when?
Act like you never
new?
Had a byline. A million views. I mean, okay, nice. That's good.
It's beautiful.
All right, anyway.
It just
Greg
means
Jennings
that we can
join
move
the
needle.
The
That's
aisle.
All. That's all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Okay. We don't have to say it. Let's just move it. LeBron James, Rob, we talked about him yesterday, but then the Lakers went out and laid another egg. And got hammered by the Houston Rockets, who are nobody's juggernaut. Rockets, the 11th seed in the Eastern or the Western Conference. I'm sorry. And LeBron James, as you might imagine, now they didn't have Anthony Davis. All right. Still, they got hammered by the 11th seeded Houston Rockets. And LeBron James was none too pleased. Here's what he said.
Brian, you guys are cursed staying on the road for the next couple of games. Big matchup against Boston, big matchup against the Knicks. What would your message be to your teammate? And what can you do yourself, you know, to get the pick back on the winning side of things?
I don't have any message for my teammates. Just go out and do your job. I mean, I'm not, yeah. Appreciate it. You had to cut me off because I was about to go.
About to go. All right.
No, but who was that? The PR person?
Yeah.
If I was standing there, I'd say, LeBron, can you finish your sentence? Can you finish your thought?
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Okay, get lost. These people drive me crazy, the PR people. Can you let LeBron talk?
No, he wanted him to cut him off. He had talked for 4 minutes.
No, he said, thanks. I was just about to go.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. He had talked for 4 minutes, and they said last question before that question was
but
asked.
But he didn't answer it is what I was saying. I'm not saying that he has to stand there for
answer.
10 minutes.
And then he kind of joked about, yeah, thanks. For, like, that was kind of a throwaway line. Whatever the case. That's not what we're here to talk about. Afterwards,
in your
Rob,
opinion.
G, explain after. So you want to have a journalism topic? Go
no,
ahead.
I just made a comment about it. That's all.
Then go. What you talking about my opinion? We it's ain't just, talking. That ain't the topic.
It's just my opinion on a situation.
That's fine.
That's
and you can say
Chris,
that.
Go,
but don't
go,
say
go
that.
Ahead.
That's
go
the
ahead.
Opinion
just
of the topic.
Ahead.
That's not the topic. That's not my
but
opinion.
But that doesn't mean
that's
I can't
show.
Make a comment about it. My
then
God.
Go ahead.
I made the comment.
Go ahead.
Now
keep going.
Ridiculous.
Keep going. Go ahead. Go ahead and rip the reporters, rip the PR people. Go ahead. That's what you want to do? Or you want to talk about the Lakers?
I made the point. Move on.
Then what you talking about? My opinion. I didn't say you couldn't make your point. I just said that's
Chris,
not the topic.
Move on. Please, can you move on?
You were robbed. You was tripping. And I addressed it. In fact, this is what LeBron should do with his teammates. Instead of sending the cryptic tweets, Rob G, tell us the tweet, Rob. LeBron said.
Well, he wasn't the only one first to send off a cryptic tweet. Things have been escalating in the Lakers locker room now for about a month. All started The Athletic did that article where they had six sources around the team saying there was a growing disconnect between Darvin Ham and the Lakers. Darvin Ham, you know, since then has done several post-game press conferences where he talks about we got to man up. These guys, you know, the rotations are what they are. There's no popularity contest, and it's almost pitting him against the team. So yesterday before the game, Anthony Davis was supposed to be starting as usual. He was ruled out due to hip and groin issues. And so you would think Christian Wood, the backup center, would get the start. He doesn't. Third stringer Jackson Hayes gets the start. He puts out LOL before the game. He tried to backtrack it after the game. It was a big old deal, what have you. Well, after that kind of died down, about an hour later, LeBron James, fresh off his own media availability, where he, you know, supposedly saved himself from saying something stupid, decided he's going to put out an emoji of an hourglass. No context, no comment, just good old passive-aggressive LeBron James striking again.
All right, first, Christian Wood. I mean, Christian Wood can shoot. He scores better than Jackson Hayes. But maybe they wanted a little more of a presence defensively. And I'm not saying Jackson Hayes is Joel Embiid on the defensive end. But I think he gives a little more effort on that end than Christian Wood. That's been Christian Wood's problem throughout his career. Defense. And that's why, despite being a scorer, he's a legit scorer, he hasn't stuck anywhere. This dude averaged 20 points a game, or close to it. I think he did average 20 for a few years. But he keeps getting moved all over the place, 21 points 1 year, because he doesn't give effort on the defensive end and can't defend. So that might be why Darvin Ham made that move. And I don't know if maybe Chris, I'm not going to say he's a liar, but maybe that was his issue. I think with LeBron James is better than a cryptic tweet, an emoji. LeBron James is the most respected player in the league. LeBron James is one of the two best players ever. LeBron James, if any player has the authority to say to the front office or to say to the coaching staff or to say to his teammates, we got to get it together. This is bothering me. What are we doing to fix this? It's LeBron. Enough with the Sherlock Holmes stuff. How do you think your teammates feel walking into the locker room, walking to practice, and they got this cryptic tweet? They don't know how their superstar leader feels. It was that directed at us? Was that directed at coach? Was that directed at, you know, his own time here with the Lakers? Because it was an hourglass. It was an hourglass emoji that was pouring out. So was that LeBron saying, time's running out on Ham? Time's running out on some of my teammates who might get dealt, hopefully? Time's running out on my time with the Lakers? We don't know. None of them are good, though. So I'm just saying LeBron is better than this. He's been a good leader. I know he's always done some of these little cryptic tweets, and I don't really care for him. I'm like, talk to the people. Let's solve this. If we got to argue, fine. Like me and Rob, sometimes we argue. Fine. Let's settle it like men. And that's what I think LeBron should do.
If he's got some issues. He's not going to change who he is. He's done this forever. This is who he is. He's done it before. No shocker that LeBron won't confront it or take any responsibility as what's going on. It's always about somebody else. It's always somebody else is to blame. Let's blame Walton. Let's blame
After Walton, or was it somebody else?
Walton, Vogel, and now it's Ham. And now the players aren't good enough. They won the offseason. This team only went to the Western Conference Finals a year ago.
Right.
This team only won the in-season tournament that he had his chest stuck out. They shot around, sprayed more cheap champagne than I've seen since I went to Jonas's wedding. I mean, like, that's all that was going on. And now all of a sudden, none of it matters and none of it is good enough and everybody else is to blame. AD and him are playing most nights, and they're at 500. I mean, look in the mirror. Stop it. You just can't keep doing this.
I agree. Rob, you know what? The only answer. Now, if they want to get rid of Darvin Ham, look, this is the same guy, like you said, led him to the conference finals, led him to the in-season tournament. All of a sudden, he don't know how to coach. But if you get rid of him and, you know, or you make a trade some of your role players for some other role players, is it what's going to change? The only thing that's going to really help them is if LeBron and AD take care of this. And look, I don't think LeBron's capable at this stage. No shame in that. He's 39 years old. But he got Anthony Davis playing some of the best ball of his career, playing arguably the best stretch he's played with the Lakers, arguably, this first half of the season. And they can't be 500. So it's just, I agree, LeBron has to look in the mirror. That doesn't mean his teammates aren't, you know, are doing everything they need to do either. But he's a part of it as well. He's a part of it. And I know LeBron's smart enough to know his numbers, just because they're the same as the rest of his career, doesn't mean he's playing close to that level. And so there's really no answer for him. They need to look in the mirror. And I think LeBron and AD need to lead them to however high they can go. The role players, if LeBron and AD take the bull by the horns and lead them, I think the role players will follow, meaning they'll do the best they can. And this is not a championship team, because you can just see that. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think of LeBron's cryptic tweet? Is that the right way or the wrong way to handle things? And is there any answer for this Lakers squad? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen up, take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com, where you can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with the code AMERICA, GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. How do you like the way LeBron handled last night's loss with the cryptic tweet? Any issues with that, and do you have a solution for these struggling Lakers?
Ken, in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ken?
It's Tim. Tim?
It's Tim. All right. Yep. Say Ken. Tim, how are you?
Odd Couple. What's up, guys?
We're good, man. How are you?
Man, we're doing good, man. This is just the same old LeBron that nobody's holding him accountable. Isn't it just annoying? Like, he does this. He did the same thing when Denver swept him. When he has a bad performance, it's everybody else. Oh, I'm going to retire. You know you're not going to retire.
Right.
Oh,
that was another one. Yeah, that was the other one, right.
Oh, it's the coach. No, the team is bad because you can't play defense on the other side of the court, and your numbers are empty. Your numbers are empty. This is the Lakers need to cut bait. Isn't it a shame that this is the Lakers brand now? It's the drama of the LeBron show. It's the drama of, hey, is Bronny now going to play? It's the drama. AD's always put up good numbers and never had an impact on the game. Now it's LeBron's turn for that. And all we do is just go into it. Going to the same show, the same repeat episodes. Rob, you love TV. How is it when you see the same exact script every single episode? Don't you get annoyed by it?
Well,
I wonder if the Lakers are really going to feel that way.
The only difference is in when I'm watching the sitcoms over and over, I'm actually laughing. And in sports, you shouldn't be laughing at a team. You know, like that's the only difference. You're right about it.
Rob, let me throw this trade at you. Would you do it? The question is, well, I guess either team. I think the Warriors would do it. Klay Thompson and Jonathan Kuminga and I guess picks for LeBron.
If I'm the Warriors,
I mean, you have no space.
I mean, Kuminga, right, is at odds with Steve Kerr.
Right.
Klay Thompson is a shell of himself. I guess the Lakers would just be using him.
He's only got 1 year left, so he'll expire after this season.
Right. I'm just saying, if you're using his salary slot or whatever.
And Kuminga's a talent, young talent, and you could get some picks. Rob G, you like that trade? I love it. I'd love to see that.
No way.
Really?
No way,
if you're the Lakers?
For the Lakers. Of course not.
Why not?
Because Klay Thompson is kind of washed.
He right? not kind of. You're being nice. Keep washed.
Jonathan Kuminga, up until like 2 weeks ago, was barely, you know, getting meaningful minutes. He was getting one
but
night he'd get 25, then
potential.
He'd get 18. So I'm not going to trade LeBron James.
Are you going somewhere this year?
I would much rather ride it out with a player like that than I'm going to take a washed up. I mean, I like Klay Thompson, but I'm not going to take a busted down Klay Thompson and a guy who up until 2 weeks ago was barely getting me.
I mean,
minutes.
That's my thought. I don't think the Lakers will do it. But
I'd
propose it if
people
I was
would State. People would be up in arms. The LeBron
yeah,
people like
that would
they,
be not,
like they'd
well,
be glad
it'd be
he
great for
to
LeBron.
State. No. But I'm just saying, like the people who are Laker fans who are LeBron fans would be mad.
It wouldn't be a good trade for the Lakers. I mean, again, you get Kuminga.
Like, you just look right now. Pascal Siakam just got 3 first-round picks and Bruce Brown Jr., and that was considered a salary dump. And you don't think that LeBron could even get that?
Right.
I mean, LeBron's difficult trade. He makes so much money. You got to match up the salaries.
What is it, $50
Things
million,
change a lot when you bring in LeBron, right? The dynamic of your team. And you know, you're risking, will he stay there long term? I think he was staying Golden State.
Let's slip in Fred real quick before we go to our update. Fred in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Fred?
Fellas, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I love y'all.
Thank you.
It's ironic that this is happening again around Groundhog Day because it happens every year.
That's like, true.
The guy repeatedly, it's always like the year before, the team was great. The team was this. We went to the conference championship. Not we, but they. Won the conference championship. Now, all of a sudden, we need to get this guy more help. All season, it was great. And I think it's tarnishing his legacy about being a bit as far as, like, those situations about he needs all of this help. You have a great team. My thing was, I know it's not going to happen. I think Chris alluded to it a minute ago that when he comes in, he changes the system because he technically is the system. He's learning how to play off the ball. For you to be ball dominant.
Well, and this is is hard at this stage of his career. He's actually gotten a little better of it, but better at it this year and the last year. But I agree. Like, I think that's been a weakness of LeBron's throughout his prime because it just makes it tough to fit around him. And like I said, Luka, Rob, I said yesterday, Luka's starting to do the same thing. Not starting. I don't know if it's even their fault. I know in Cleveland when LeBron got they were so bad that they put it in his hands. Right, you can win to a certain level. Now, not at this stage of his career.
But I'm just saying for Luka, you know what I mean? Like, will you be able to win playing that way, Chris?
I don't think so.
Right, and that's the problem.
I don't think so. All right, we got Greg Jennings around the corner, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Next is our man, Greg Jennings. He's a Super Bowl champion, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. If you haven't seen him since he retired from the NFL, he's just a little old wide receiver then. Now he is muscle bound. He'd be a linebacker if he was playing now. So we welcome in Mr. Universe.
It's like when Magic came back as a power forward. Right. Is that what's happening?
Yes, absolutely.
I was at that game, his first game back as a power forward. I remember
was the one where
that
he
was
shook
in LA.
Sprewell.
Yep.
Right? He shook Sprewell out of his socks. He threw the fake pass. Greg Jennings, what's up, man?
What's up, Greg?
What's up, man?
Man, let's start here. I'm not even going to jump on you for writing off the Chiefs. A lot of people did. I picked against them. How surprised, though, are you that they are back in the Super Bowl, and what does it say about Patrick Mahomes?
Look, man, there's a lot of surprise, but then there's a lot of me that understands how special Patrick Mahomes is, and it's like ultimately no one counts him out. And so I think what's been most impressive is just the idea that he never gave up on his guys, and when he needed them most, they delivered, and it was I credit that a lot to what those post press conferences were like, post game pressers were like, when all of us were looking like, man, you got to be a little bit more critical of your guys. And he stayed with them and he trusted and stayed the course. And he let us all know that at some point they'll make the play and I'll need them. And he did. And they made every play thus far for him in these playoffs.
You. Greg, I need to roll over to the Dan Campbell Lions thing because, Greg, you know you grew up as a Lions fan, and you know I was getting texts during the game. People were calling Vegas, getting their rooms together and their flights. You know, the Lions looked unstoppable in the first half. First, just tell me when you watched the first half, your thoughts, and then as they came undone and turned to goo in the second half, your thoughts.
When I watched the first half, my honest thoughts were, man, the Lions are – everything is working out for them right now. I didn't think the 49ers were really playing well defensively, whatnot, but I also thought that the Lions had gotten a few breaks. But I just felt like defensively they would not be able to hold up. And so I remember it was 21, I want to say 7 at the time. And – C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they showed him on the sideline doing that little silly wave.
Right, waving the fans off like, see you later. It's all over.
And Rob, I'm watching the game by myself, and you're the only individual that I text after the game, period.
Right.
But I was watching the game by myself at home, and I remember just seeing that moment and telling myself, he going to regret that.
Did really? That just stuck with you.
It just. There are certain things that happen in a game that you look at like, man, this is not the time. That's an immature move, and it's like that was one that I looked at and felt like it had the potential to come back and bite them. And lo and behold, it did.
Now here's the thing, Greg. You can say, "Oh, this is how Dan Campbell coached all year," and blah 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 blah. But at the end of the first half, he didn't go for the jugular. He didn't go for it on fourth down. He kicked the field goal because it would put you up by 3. So that's what I'm saying to myself. That's the right move there. You know, three scores. Okay, I was feeling good. Like, he's not on the deep end. He's not trying to go for the jugular and all this. And then in the second half, where he had opportunities, his team is being outscored 27-0. He never stops the bleeding. Please tell me. I've heard all kinds of people, different opinions. I thought he botched that game. I thought he's the one that cost the Lions in the second half.
So I will say this. Like, obviously, we all know that that's how he rolls. We knew he was going to roll the dice, and it had worked out for them. However, in this moment, especially when they were up, when the 49ers came out and they got just a field goal.
Just got three, right.
They just got three, and then Detroit drove it down, and they had a chance to get that three back, to go back up 17. That's when I thought, you got to play the points game right now, Dan. You can't not, because your defense, you're starting to get look a little shaky on defense.
Right.
They're starting to get their mojo, and lo and behold, they did. So he definitely played a role. I think he hurt them. I don't think any of those players will openly say that, because that's the brand in which they play, and they know their head coach. But at the end of the day, just like you mentioned before the half, you have to come away with points. The Super Bowl is on the line.
Right. And he did it. He did the right call. He had the right call at the half, right?
Yes.
Greg.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, and I honestly believe, I know he would say, if I could do it all over again, I would do it the same way. No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
You would take points.
Greg, what about on the other side? Brock Purdy. Everybody wanted to see him lead a comeback. He did that the week before.
He's done
against
it week
Green
two
Bay.
Weeks.
Right now, he's done it. In fact, it was the biggest comeback in the NFC title game ever. Where are you at now on Purdy? Have you seen enough to start believing in this guy, or are you still skeptical?
I've never been skeptical, man. I've always said he was a good quarterback. I think for me, I couldn't give him the highest of praise like the guy like Patrick Mahomes and obviously Josh Allen and Lamar and all the things. I will say this, though. If there was a time for me to sit back and honestly say, man, Brock Purdy came through, that was the game. Because I don't think a moment can be any bigger. Obviously, he's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. But you are there now. Like, to get that step before getting there, it tends to be the most challenging, the most difficult step. He faced all the adversity that he could possibly face, and he delivered, man. He delivered.
Yeah, that is definitely one of those moments. And the last thing, I know we're running out of time, the game plan by John Harbaugh and the Ravens, I didn't even recognize that team. They didn't run the ball. They averaged 32 rushes a game, Greg. Rushed 16 times. Running backs 6 times total in the game. How in the world was that the game plan?
It was disgusting, Rob. I don't know. I think anyone who understands football and understands who Lamar Jackson is at the core was looking at that game like, what is he doing? Like, what are they doing? Why isn't he running? Why isn't he? Like, you just were almost just flabbergasted. And I know, Chris, I mean, you had a lot rolling on this.
Man,
it was
did
just
I?
Like, it was almost as though it was self-sabotage.
Right, like, yes. Right, yes. Right. Like they would, let's do the opposite of what we do. Let's not be who we were when we were dominant all year.
Yeah, like I heard, I've recently now seen the audio of Odell talking to Lamar on the sideline, and I'm that's exactly how we all were feeling sitting on our couch or in the bar or at the stadium watching Lamar play, like, tuck it and run. Like, no.
Do you
that's
think
your greatest asset.
Do you think he's gotten so, or at least Sunday, he was so intent on proving everybody that he can be a pocket passer that he forgot what he does best?
Yep. I don't even think he forgot what he does best. I truly believe there are some points. I remember sitting down with Kyler Murray in 2020, and he hated the idea that everybody viewed him as a runner. And it's like, dude, that's what separates you.
Right.
And it's like quarterbacks, specifically black quarterbacks, that run, they try to change that narrative so desperately to where they don't lean into your strength. Anytime in life, if you have a strength, you cannot shelve your strength and yep. just showcase your weakness. You have to maintain the integrity of your strength and at least and explore and flirt with the weakness. But if it's still a weakness, you got to go back to what you know is going to deliver for you.
Amen.
It would be like Samson going for a haircut before a big day. You know, like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
I mean, Greg, exactly. And they were outplayed, no doubt, but they still had opportunities in that game. And so you can imagine if they bring their game and play, be themselves, they had a good chance to win that.
They had three big turnovers, too.
Yeah, I mean, they just...
I just feel like with as threatening as Lamar Jackson is, he let that Kansas City defense off the hook.
Yep. We agree totally. All right, man. Thank you. Have a good night. We appreciate it.
And Greg?
Absolutely.
Greg?
Yes, sir.
I appreciated that text I got from you after the game.
Yeah, man. I knew you would understand. I knew you'd feel me.
Kevin Durant's back in Brooklyn. That's next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, the Odd Couple is live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with this code America. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, if you follow me last night, you went 3-0. You cashed out. You hear me?
Wow.
Cashed out with a 3-0 night last night. Indeed. Here we go, Shekel City, for this Worship Wednesday. This way you can put some extra money in the plate on Sunday at church.
You going
Sunday? Is that ill-gotten gains or no? So would the church take the money if it's gambling winning?
I think they'd take it.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. Just don't tell them. All right, here we go. I got the Magic -5.5 as my best bet. They're at the Spurs. These, of course, were all on social media earlier. Suns, -3.5 in the return of KD to Brooklyn, taking on the Nets. And I got the Bucks, -10.5, taking on the Blazers in Portland. So Bucks -10.5, Suns -3.5, and the Magic minus 5.5, all favorites tonight. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Speaking of those Suns, that game, by the way, on ABC, Phoenix at Brooklyn, is Kevin Durant's return to Brooklyn, where, remember, he left Golden State to go to the Nets, try to bring something special there. Obviously, it didn't happen.
For a lot of reasons, right.
Yeah, I don't think they really even had a chance, right? Like, they didn't give themselves a chance, and then there were other factors. Rob, guess how many games Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden played together?
23.
16, and that includes playoffs.
Wow.
And
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. And Rob, it's even worse. Games in which they all played at least 30 minutes, they played 11 games together.
And they were 10-1, right?
11 games together.
No, but when they played, like, they didn't lose the game.
They were cruising. So the thing is, do you think KD, and we'll have Rob G read his tweet. The question is he going to get a tribute video? KD says he doesn't deserve one. Rob, read his tweet, Rob G.
Well, it started with a poll by a reporter, and, you know, KD got rabbit ear, especially on Twitter, and he responded, "Please don't," as in the tribute video, "the night will be better without it." What made it funny is that a Nets blogger responded immediately saying, "Yeah, he requested more trades than playoff series wandering his time here. Why would we give him a tribute video?" And KD responds, like, "Seems like me and you are on the same page."
Yeah, he's right. Look, if I was a Nets season ticket holder or fan in the stadium, I'd boo the hell out of him tonight. I just
really
would. Yeah, I would. And not
just because he's the opponent, or because you got a little extra something for him?
Well, I got an axe to grind a little bit, because I get, Chris, the, you know, that, but Kyrie and everything, but it just seemed like he really wasn't in it. Because remember, he wanted out even before that. They decided to keep him. Right. And then him and Kyrie come, they're playing well, and then Kyrie doesn't get the contract extension. And then, you know, then they get rid of him. You know what I mean? He wanted out even before that, after Kyrie had opted
requested
back in,
trade.
Chris. Remember that? Right. He opted in, and then KD said, "Okay, now I want to be traded." What?
Right.
So so that's why I would boo him if I was a Nets fan at the game tonight. I don't care about KD. His time there was not memorable. It's a damn shame, because he almost made one of the great shots in Nets history to send him to the next round against Milwaukee. He didn't, you know, he made the shot but stepped on the line. Other than that, Chris, it's a blur. It's nothing. It never happened.
Yeah, it was a colossal failure, and it wasn't all their fault. The injuries were crazy. Then Kyrie doesn't get vaccinated. Then Harden asks out, right? Then Kyrie asks out. Then Durant asks.
That's,
I mean,
right.
It was ridiculous. Some of it their fault. Some of it other circumstances.
Circumstances,
but,
right.
Yeah, it was just a failure all the way around. KD is right. I'll give him credit. He does not deserve a tribute video. The only way you think about giving or consider giving him one, I guess, is if you just want to say, "Hey, this dude is such a great player historically, and he wore our uniform." But I think the thing that sullies that, Rob, are the trade demands.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, it was bad. KD's right. And he'll probably have a good game tonight, and they'll whip the Nets. Keep it locked. A couple, 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, "Hey, we came to play"? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.